Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. As you know, we have our class on the first and on the fourth Thursday of every month, unless it's changed. Last week we had a class, and this week we're having one because of the season of the holiday. Next week we're going to have Christmas, so figure more or less we just have it this week. Amen. And then next week, we won't have it at all until, but tonight, my gosh, before, as you know, guys, before I do anything, I say greetings, and then I say, let's go to the Holy Spirit, and let's welcome the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Let the Holy Spirit be our guide. Let the Holy Spirit be our teacher. I send out the information to not everyone, but most of the people that's already signed up to be in the deliverance classes. And I think I sent it to another person that I felt led in my spirit by the Spirit. It is so important that we heed to the Holy Spirit and we listen to the Holy Spirit and we move by the Holy Spirit. So before we go any further, I am going to pray, and after that, I am going to say what the Holy Spirit want me to say. Right now, I am here, but I'm not here. Right now, I am here, but I'm not here. Right now, I'm going to pray. Father, I ask every single person tonight, no matter where you are, if you're driving, I wouldn't want you to do that. But if you're even home, or just move aside and just close your eyes and just see yourself tonight touching the hem of Jesus Christ. Just touching his hem tonight. Because in that hem that you touch, virtue will leave his body. Oh, the woman touched him and he said, "Who touched me?" he said. And the disciples said, "Why, or you want to know who touched you in this crowd? How do you know that somebody touched you?" And he said, "I know, because virtue leave my body." He said, "I know." In other words, I could feel the anointing leaving my body and going out to the person that's in need. So tonight I come. And I don't have the words. I don't have the insight. I don't have the intellect. I don't have nothing but Jesus Christ, our brother, who we are joined here with him, who we are going to celebrate, not because of the Christmas season, but because of him. We're going to celebrate his birth on the earth. We come now. And we bow before him. And we said and we declare, "Precious Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you now in this place. Fire of the Holy Spirit, come now and touch us from the inside out. Let your fire go now through the airwaves and on the byways and every single place that needs to be touched tonight. Oh, Father God, we come now and we bow before you in the heavens. We ask you now to take us in. We are your child. And if we're not clean, forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Oh, Holy Father, that way we can come boldly to your throne and we could seek mercy in the time of need. Oh, Holy Father of the living God. Forgive us now from our sins. Wash us now and cleanse us that we can come to you as your children, joining here with your Son, Christ Jesus, based on the Word of God. We are joined here with him tonight. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Fire, come now. Separation, come now. Deliver us from all walks of evil. Set us up now strategically that our ears will cleave, that our hearing will hear what you want us to hear. Our ear will only hear what you, Holy Spirit, want to reveal to us. Father, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You, Jesus, you have wisdom, you have knowledge, and you have understanding. And you told us to occupy until you come. You told us the same raise Christ from the dead lives inside of us. I got gone. Sako shut up, love us. Ramakata, your word declare that if I pray in the Spirit, and if there is no interpretation, I'm building up myself in you. So tonight I come. Hide myself, oh Father God, behind the cross tonight, oh God. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will come forth and be glorified through me, that I'm able to release the words of the massive over the airwaves tonight. I hide myself now, Holy Spirit, behind the cross. And I let you come forth as the glorified King. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords, and you are certainly the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. We are soldiers now in the army of the Lord. And we get strategic insight from you, Heavenly Father. We come tonight with the mantle upon our lives, and we declare that we and all our generation is delivered by the blood of Jesus. We come tonight and we say to you, enemy, Satan, you and all your co-hosts, you are defeated. You have no power. You have no authority unless we give it to you. We stand now boldly in the heavens and we declare Yes. Your kingdom come and your will be done. And earth as it is in the heaven. Kingdom authority. Kingdom deliverer. You are our kingdom father, friend, brother. Anything that we want you to be, you are that person to us. Tonight I come into the heavens and I speak only what you want me to speak. And I hear only what you want me to hear. And as I release it now to your children, I pray that their lives will never be the same again. And they will be able to see and of the eyes of the Spirit and be able to discern. I wiped my hand over my eyes, wiping out all that need to be wiped out. That way my eyes will be open to the Spirit of God, to the informational system of God, to the electual Oda Bosata. Kiridonamashande Kuries, Lord. Izama Kuria. And as I descend myself in the heavens tonight, I take orders from you and not from man. I set up myself strategically at your feet. Let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. Now on earth as it is. Tonight I'm not here, people. While you're there and I'm talking, pray for me and pray for yourself. I'm just like, you know, different time zone right now. I'm like in a different time zone right now. And you know, the time zone that I'm in, it feels good. I feel better than any substance abuse or anything that you would even want to try. This is the continual high that you would want to have in the Holy Spirit. It is tranquil. It makes you feel so relaxed. It is so good. If we could just walk in this every day, it would be so refreshing. But you know, you have to come back to earth because you can't be so kingdom minded that you become no earthly good. So we have to have a balance. So I have to say, Holy Spirit, release me now that I may be able to talk to your children and you be able to talk to me, that I may able to learn from you tonight. Because as you know, Lord God, information that you give to me sometimes is just so fresh. I could study all day and all night, but then you said it is triage time and somebody is coming in with gunshot wound and you just have to leave out of the area that having a cold or a flu and go over to the side that you have to take. You got to do surgery. So tonight, there's going to be changes in your house. And I'm not telling you that lightly. I'm telling you, I'm prophesying what I'm hearing from the Spirit. I'm releasing what I'm hearing from the Spirit. the hardness in life. Yes, I know we go through hardness sometimes. It's okay. I understand. Trial and tribulation will come. I do understand that. But it's going to be easier. Because when it comes, because of that anointing that is going through the airwaves tonight by the Holy Spirit, it's going to change some things in your home. It's going to change some things in your generation. Because tonight we're going to go to the root cause of some of our bondages and some of our shame. Today, I think it was 4:05 when I had to, the Spirit of God told me that he's going to change some course. I'm like, okay, all right. So then I had to go again and I had to text. And I think I texted out to individuals and it was a charge. It was a command. And I said, okay, I will send the information over to your children. 4:05, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, tell my people, they do not want to miss tonight. The Lord delivered that word to me. So I am saying, you're here and you're here under a divine calling from the Holy Spirit. You take the heed, you take the warning, and you did come. Now, the Spirit of God talked to me this evening in regards to witchcraft. I'm like, wow. So let's just talk one-on-one. And then once we finish talking, I am going to pray. And I am going to bind and break the spirit of witchcraft out of you, out of your generation. And you are going to be set free from this day forward. Yeah. That's simple. Who and whom going through a lot of stuff right now, and in your family, in your home, in your generation, in your family, in your home, in your generation, and you're like, what is going on? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a word they call witchcraft. And then I went and looked up the word and I'm like, wow, talks about magic. Have you ever heard about magic? The country that I'm from Jamaica, and I hear about magic all the time. People go to their old man. They go cast spells, and so black magic, and they involve in all kind of stuff, and they speak evil. I remember sometimes when people have their kids going to school in Jamaica, and they're doing good in school, and all of a sudden they start crying out and yelling and carrying on, and the person go crazy. And they say, oh, y'all have mercy. Somebody mad my daughter or mad my son. See that all the time. And if you don't believe in that, that's your problem. Because the word of God talks about that. If you go read 1 Samuel 28, read the whole book of 1 Samuel 28, and you see where Saul, evil Saul himself, went and consulted. When things was not going his way, I want you to take your time out. Don't listen to what I'm telling you tonight. You take your own time out. You set some time aside, 5 minutes, and just read one little verse. Tomorrow you read the other verse. Just read it and put your hand over your chest and ask the Holy Spirit. Ask the Spirit of the living God to open your mind. As a matter of fact, speak to your heart. That way he can go and condition your mind to get an understanding of his word. Yes, there is witchcraft. People can bewitch you with the things out of their mouths. They can talk evil against you. Read it. What he did, he went and he asked the lady all kind of stuff, raking up all kind of demons and dead and all kind of stuff because he was looking for help. Samuel, you know, he said, okay, all right, I want help. He can't sit around and depend on God. He had to go out there and go look for a sorcerer. He had to go out there. When you look in verse 7, Saul went and seek a woman with a familiar spirit. What does it mean to have a familiar spirit? Like I said, I'm just talking to you. I'm just giving you some information, because at the end of the day, before we get off tonight, I am going to pray in the Holy Spirit, and you could pray too. Iron sharpening iron. The Holy Spirit is going to change things in your home. Yes, your home going to be set free. Yes, you're going to be set free. Yes, your generation is going to be set free. You need to go ahead and give him praise. You need to say him, thank you, Lord. You need to give him worship. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God. Yes, I welcome you in this place. Because you alone is worthy to be praised. And when them demons come that the enemy send, he says, familiar spirit. When you're familiar with something, I mean, I'm going to paraphrase it. It's like a lookalike. It's like, I have a daughter. She looks like me. She's familiar with the things that I do. The same likewise with those spirits. They're familiar with you. They're familiar with your generation. They know what goes on in your generation before you were even born, because those are fallen angels. Those are spirits that work with Satan himself. They were set up here before you. So now they're familiar. They are familiar spirits. Like for me and my family, is the people, most of my family in my family, they battle with overweight. They battle with high blood pressure, sugar, cancer, the guys of cancer, the ladies of cancer. You don't see too many heart problems in our family. So you got to go to the root cause. What is causing this? What's going on here? Then you have in my family, the guys, oh my God, they have 2, 3, 4, 5 girlfriends or wives. Not wives, but girlfriends. So now you have to break that familiar spirit in your bloodline. So Saul went in and tried to get involved with this woman, a familiar spirit, to tell him what's going to happen. And what happened after that? Saul got cursed by God. And the mantle that God gave to him for a season was taken away from him. The mantle in our generation has been taken away from us because of these familiar spirits. And that's where the witchcraft come in. Who bewitched you? Who bewitched you? Who's plaguing you? Your mama? Your daddy? Your grandma? Your uncle, your aunt, what generation? Your friends, your neighbors? Don't you understand they're like lookalikes? They go around. They're the same ism and schism every single day. Divorce in the family, it's a generation curse. Incest, a generation curse. Sexual sin, generational curse. I think we talk about this more than once, but then the father wants to bring it on a different spectrum. He wants to call it, who bewitched you? Where is this coming from? Where is it coming from? How are we going to take this out? How are we going to overwrite this garbage and all that? How are we going to set free? Yes, glory to God. We gave our life to Jesus Christ. Yes, our life is hidden with him. But why? Why sickness every day? Why confusion every minute of the hour? Why there's argument? Why there's a thief that's released in my family? Why? 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 Who cast a spell on my generation? These are things that happen. Witchcraft. Who use magic? Most of us on the phone are from a West Indian country. And do you know, even the words that our family members use against us is a curse? Do you also know that your name, if you're not named properly or named right, it's a curse? Remember now, we're talking, we're communicating one to another. See if I am making any sense, or if it is really, really talking to your spirit. Now, if it's not making any sense, I suggest for you to not really listen to what I have to say, because it's just wasting your time, and your time is valuable. And it's not time for us to sit back and waste each other, one of us time. It's not, no, that's not really right. Why should I want to waste your time and you waste my time? I got things to do, and you got things to do. So if this is not making any sense, nobody should feel bad if you say, you know what, this is not making any sense, and I got to go to my bed, and I got to do things. Fine. This is not about man. This is about a connection with him. I'm ministering to you, and he's ministering to me. We all need each other. We sharpen each other's saw. You sharpen my saw and I sharpen yours. The word of God declares that this life is in the power of a tongue. You want debt? Somebody speak debt over your life. Somebody talk life debt over you and bring in witchcraft in your area, in your home, in your family. Confusion. Confusion. Confusion all the time. There's just so much confusion around the clock. Confusion. And you don't know how to get rid of these confusion. Words have been spoken over you from a child. You're not going to be amount to anything. That's bewitched. We got to call it as it is tonight. We got to break the spirit of witchcraft of our lives. Family members practicing witchcraft. It goes down the bloodline. Just let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We got to apply it and say, you know what? Demonic spirit, get away from me. I serve you notice tonight. You will not come in and raise havoc in my house. Enough is enough. I take authority. Mine have to change. The grandfather clock stop with me. Generational curse stop with me. If I have children, they are delivered. Blessings run after them. And the person who did this in my generation, I pray for them. Bless the family. Bless their generation. Bless them, Lord. Mm-hmm. Bless them. Bless them. Because, Father, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in love. Don't you know the spirit of witchcraft is like also rebellion, disobedience? If you read 1 Samuel 15, rebellion is like witchcraft. I read it and I'm like, oh God, Jesus, have mercy. This obedience. This obedience, not following what the Father tells you to do. I'm not following what the Father tells me to do. So therefore, I have to repent from being disobedient. I got to drag those spirits out of my house. I want to live a clean life. I want to have a spirit-driven home. I want a family that serves the Lord. I want my generation to be free. I back up every magic, everything that's in the bed frame, in my bedroom. If I'm married, I have a husband, and them serious demons want to come in and lurk in my bed. I come to do spiritual warfare, drive them out of my bed, drive them out of my doorpost, drive them out of the walls of my window, drive them out of my kitchen, because the evil spirit come and set up shop in your house. They're around water. They love water. They're in the sea. The sun god, the sea god, whatever you have in your home, all those statues and stuff that you're worshiping, check them out, look them over. What are your kids watching? What are you watching? These are things that you have to check. What are they attracting in your house? Do you go by the numbers? Do you gamble? I am not telling nobody what to do, but I see it in the word. You got to be careful. Do you go in your horoscope? Are you going around and telling people that you're a Gemini or you're a Libra? Cancer. Are you doing this? That's astrology. That is witchcraft. It is controlling the atmosphere. So when you get up in the morning, you can't do nothing because you got to go read what your horoscope have to say about you. Go to the word and see what Jesus Christ said about you. That is why things are going on. That's what's going on. Some people watch soap opera. And we're wondering why the lust is going on in our house. All them soap operas, what's going on in the house? You bring it in. What kind of movies are we watching? What kind of songs are we listening to? The music, I call it songs, but they're music. What are we doing? So we got to take inventory. That doesn't mean that you're not going to go to heaven. Anybody just say you're going to die and go to hell. No. But you're going to be plagued. So you're attracting them and you're the one calling them in. I got to go do some house cleaning myself. Anybody exempt? Don't you know animals even got spirits? Okay. All right. Please explain further about names. Is a curse? Yeah. I could give a scenario. Why would you want to have a child and name the child a drug dealer name? Why? Why would you want to call the child a drug dealer name? That's a curse right there. That's a curse. So now we give that child that name. You got to go in and you got to bind up nicotine. You got to bind up the stuff of the nostril. Why would you go and want to name the child after a whoring person in your family. You got a going on bind the spirit of a whore. So for me, I'd ask the Holy Spirit, what name do I give my child? I'm going to be like the Chinaman and go take a pen and drop it in the corner. And it's a ching pong king gong bong. That's going to be the name right there. That's a joke. I'm just joking. So that's why I said, even your name is your bond. My name is Ruth. And I never even know that my name was Ruth, but the spirit came to my mom and tell my mom, like an angel came to my mom when she couldn't have kids and tell her to call me Ruth. And I could see myself as a Ruth. I never really liked the name Ruth, but now I could see myself as a Ruth. Ruth is a woman of compassion. She cares. She's a strong woman. She's a woman who knows how to keep her house. I'm not talking about cleaning it. No, no, no. I'm talking about, you know, like praying and keeping it in order. I need a maid. Yeah. I have something over here that says Ruth. I have it on my desk here. Ruth is a woman of compassion. Oh, I didn't even know that. I just said it out of my spirit. See, the woman of compassion. Okay. She opened her arms to the poor. And she gave her hands out to the needy. Yeah, that fits me perfect. So we want to have names that is going to really, really play a part in the kid's life or in your life. Yeah. Name is very important. Very, very, very important. Just don't go out there and pick up any kind of name and give it to the child. No. Mm-mm. All right. I hope that kind of explain a little bit of what I was talking about your name. It could be a curse if you go out and just pick up any name or any character and call the child that name. That's just not good. It's not good. It's not good at all. Okay. You don't want to go call your child Satan and then expect the child to come and be good. You wouldn't want to have a location and call. I remember when I was working at the Hartford, this lady, she had a place up there named Satan's Kingdom up in Connecticut. I don't know if it's still there. I was not going to go there to go spend a night. So your name is attracted to whatever you're, you know, exposing or whatever you're selling. Okay. You have a shoes factory. You're selling shoes, but you're going to go confuse yourself and put something else in it when you distinctly say you're selling shoes and shoes alone. So given a scenario, the same concept with the name. Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the King. So, why won't me, you, anybody around you go there and want to attract evil spirit and practice magic? Don't you know somebody told me, even down there in Alabama, they call it roots. And they just blink an eye and you drop dead. Wow. Blink an eye, you drop down dead. Highest form of magic. And that is what's going on around us right now. The enemy has released magic, witchcraft, sorcery in the ear. Don't be complacent. Don't get caught up. In what's going on around us right now, you better get caught up in what the Holy Spirit is saying about you and change your course. Change your course. Because the enemy is not out for sweetness. He is out for kills. All of a sudden, people just drop him dead. Nobody know what they put in something. Nobody, we don't know what's going on. But you got people in high places. People in high places, governmental people, people out there with all kind of stuff with their evil children, killing these kids, doing all kind of stuff with them. Why do you think that happening? It's demonic. So you have to become intercessors in your home. And once you master it in your home, you could become intercessors on the street, the sidewalk, the highway, the byways. I got to do that myself in my home. Once you see things are going on in your family, you got to sit back and take back. Sit back, yes, Lord, and take it back. Yes. I say, I'm going to take it back. Oh, I'm going to take it back. I'm going to have a take it back moment. And when I take it back, I'm not going to put it on me. I'm going to release it back to the pit of hell where it comes from. Jesus, why do you come to torment me before the time? Why? You see me over here minding my business with them demons? Why do you come to torment me? Read it, it's in the Bible. We talked about that last week. Jesus said, go. Right there in the pigs, he went and they drowned himself. We have to get into the go spirit. Say, go. Don't stay here. You will not take my son. You will not take my daughter. Call it out. Call it. You will not take my family. You will not take my job. Who be with you? You're praying for somebody. You want them to drop dead. That's a bad word out of your mouth. You know, I'm going to tell Matthew, I repent because this man gets on my nerves. And Matthew, ask God, forgive me. Please, Father, in the name of Jesus, cover me with the blood. Repent, repent. That's what we have to do. We have to repent and ask God that we walk in love. Because even the words that come out of our mouth, we're putting a curse on somebody. That's why Paul said, who be with you? That means they had said something about those people right there. Because I have it over here. Yeah. Who be with you? Who talked bad about you? Oh my God. And if you read Galatians 5, 19 to 20, you talk about witchcraft and idolatry. Let's see something here. You think it's a joke? The word of God is light. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. You don't get spooky and get crazy when you hear the word of God. This is life. This is what's going to change your outlook. Don't get scared of it. Run to the word. Don't run from it. Run to it. Galatians 5, 19 to 20. Let me see something here. Galatians 5, 19 to 20. And if you go up to the top of it, okay? Now, if you go, I'm going to from the bottom, right? About the works of the flesh. Witchcraft is of the flesh. Witchcraft is of the flesh. You speak bad about somebody. So Galatians 5, 19, I got to get another Bible because this one here, the bottom part of my thing is broken. Well, I have all kind of Bible here. Let me just use my phone. That's that Bible is so big, oh gosh. Hallelujah. Shokori masitoriyaba. Kinadoriya taradara bosande biriyandoriyaba babalayaba kuriyaba ayalababa sande. Oh, Ramama Shendo Koreba Baba, he sitting at a bahande little yosto. Yurama Sateshiki Daraba, Sunday Laba Sundara Bahaya. Galatians 5, woo, my Kisi Kilaba Sunday 5, 19 to 20. Lord God Almighty, listen to this. Listen to this. If you have your phone, you could look at it. If you have your Bible, you could also look at it. Now, the works of the flesh are manifested. It is manifest. The works of the flesh is manifest. You're going to see it. Anything manifest is going to come to light. Okay? And these are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. See that? Witchcraft. It's in there. It's in there. Witchcraft make it. So next time, don't tell me that you cannot be witched. You were bewitched. So now you have to go in and you have to tell them spirits to get to step in. Beat it. Leave me. Get out of my family. Get out of my house. Get out of my generation. Leave me alone. Water God. Wood God. Tree God. No matter what my ancestor does, I don't care what they do. I don't care who they go. What kind of man they go to. Who kind of other man they go. What kind of generational curse they put on my generation. Back off and back up now. Who did they pray to? What kind of statue did they use? What did they use? What kind of cloth did they use? Just like, oh my God, that girl was walking around behind Peter and making all kind of noise, and they shut her down. They shut her down. It's in the book of Acts. Spend time in your Bible. Go read your Bible. It's in the book of Acts. He shut her down. In Jamaica, they have the older man. You go to the older man and you pay them money. Forget, and they call it the read-up man. They can't do nothing for you. All they can do is to confuse the issue. What is going to take you out and clean you up? It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. So what is witchcraft? It's magic. Is evil purposes. That mean any purpose that's not the purpose of God, and somebody speak evil against you, they bewitched you. They put spells on you. I can't stand her. She's this and she's that. I can't stand him. Why? I can't stand him. I don't want him to have this and another one. That's debt. That's debt. They go down on their knees and they pray. They ain't praying to my God. Lord have mercy. Take them out. Kill them. I can't stand them. Those are words that you're taking them down. It's putting a block in their lives. So today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let's promote love and peace and tranquility and joy in the Holy Spirit. Let's forgive. Let's forgive. Let's forgive. Let's forgive. I have some scriptures here that I want you to spend some time with. Take them down. Go and read them. I am not finished with this. I don't think we're finished with this. This is something that's very, very serious. And I think this should be a continuation of what we did tonight. And it's going to be on freedom in the spirit. Know that we leave from this, the next one is going to be freedom. Freedom in the spirit. So that's going to be the next time. Unless the Holy Spirit change it. And I just document it right now. Freedom in the spirit. Freedom in the spirit. Free. We free. We never want to go back and touch that dirty, unclean thing anymore. We put our hands out and we say, back off. Satan and all your meons, back off. Back off. Go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Back off. We will practice love. We will practice peace. We will practice joy. Back off. You come to blind your eyes. Sitting down there meditating and chanting. That is evil. People over there doing mediums, calling up for undead people, calling up and say they're challenging them. They are over there challenging, and they're challenging these people, and they're channeling these people. That is witchcraft. I don't want this person. I remember when we were in Connecticut, there was this one woman that got a job And I have one of my daughter in this job, and this other woman want the job. And that lady went out there and do all kind of crap, all kind of trash, all kind of stuff. Oh my God. And I had to pray that lady through, one of my other daughter and I have to pray her through. We have to pray that woman through. My daughter knows. She know. We remember. Me and her, we've been through some stuff together. We do a lot of deliverance together. And we pray that woman through. And when she come through and out of that, the other one got the job. When she was out of the job, I think she didn't get the woman job. If I could remember, she didn't get the job. But then the lady was walking and she called me, mother, mother. I'm like, what's the matter? She done crook up and went to the St. Francis Hospital. Because the other woman in the church calling herself, putting a spell on her. Child of God, wake up. Wake up. I have had children where people put all kind of snake on them. This is not a joke. I see people come to Manchester with sewer foot cloth on their foot. They say they go to all kind of people and nobody gonna help. But when they come into the anointing of the Holy Spirit over Manchester, that person was free. That person was set free. And we watch that person take off the cloth off their foot and throw it in the corner and walk out. We're not making up stuff. These are things that are real. This is real stuff. We're in meetings and people in there, high priests, leave out of the meeting and gone in the back to go do what they need to do with their, they're priests or their God. And we, the Spirit of God told me, go around there. They're around there calling down their angels. We got to have eyes to see and to know and to hear and cast those evil spirits out. Cast them out. Cast them out of your sons and your daughter. Cast them out. Tell them snake-like spirit to go. Cast them out. Sexual demons, some of them look like dogs and cats. I remember one time I see one on my daddy. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you eyes to see that you can able to come back when these people, when they come, it's not them. It's the spirit that's around them and surround them. And take it down in the spirit. Take it down. Take it down, I said, in the spirit. Do not sit back and entertain it. Once it pushed up its ugly head, take it down. Said the buck stop right here, and you will not take it any further. And you are getting kicked out of my house, kicked out of my generation. Yes. What is when the spirit of witchcraft comes, what it comes to do? It comes to promote evil. It comes to promote discord in your house. Yes. It comes to raise havoc and all kind of havoc and all kind of crap and all kind of foolishness. You can't even stand up straight. You're weak. You're sick. I'm talking to the club right over here. So I'm taking authority over every unclean spirit. And yes, I have to eat right. And yes, I have to do right. And yes, I have to walk in obedience. Taking authority. Moving strategically. Now watch. Watch the billboards fall to the ground. And we trample on them. Every billboard that comes in and try to show up their ugly head and displaying themselves on a mantle outside on the highways and on the byways, you command it to be dispelled. You are in charge. They're not in charge of you. Remember when my grandson told me one time, you're not in charge of me. And I'm like, whoa, little boy, I think you need a baby. So we're going to go back and use that same incident. You're not in charge of us. We have got the keys. When we read Matthew 16, look now, go check the scriptures if it's right, because I ain't going over there. You're going to go over there, you're going to check it. And you're going to say, some people call me Mother Ruth. Some call me Prophetess Ruth. Some call me, what else? All kind of name. I don't care what they call. Some call me even garbage can. I don't care. I don't give a rat's nest, like Patricia would say. Flip flop. I don't care. Tell you what. Jesus is Lord. And his kingdom reign in the heavens and in the earth. We are here for greatness. We come for leadership. We come to take charge of every single situation. There is nothing that the enemy can bring that we are going to shake in our boots about it now, because we are kingdom builders. We are designed for greatness. The weapons of warfare, they're not carnal. Those are just those are some strategic players. Witchcraft, spells, black magic. 1 Chronicles 10:13. 1 Samuel 15:23. 2 Chronicles 33:6. Leviticus 19:31. In Leviticus 20:6 and 27. Read them. Get some understanding. Get some understanding of what's going on here. Revelation 18:23. Revelation 21:8. We talk about Galatians 5:19, 19 to 20. I also have some more scriptures. Just write them down. Look them over. See which one of them suits. Which one of them going to give you some understanding about what we just talked about. I mean, Malachi, let me see something. I think it's Micah 5. Let me see something. Let me make sure. I think it's Micah 5:10. Micah 5:10-12. And I think it was Acts 5:19. No, I think Acts 19. I can't even read my own writing. Okay, so Acts 19:17-20. Acts 8:9-13. And Isaiah 47:8-14. Now, these are just stuff that you could look over for yourself, okay? You don't have to read it if you don't want to, but these are just things that I'm just giving you some information that you could go read for yourself. We need to know the word of God for ourselves. We shouldn't just sit back and hear from somebody. My God, know it for yourself. So Deuteronomy 18:10-14. Deuteronomy 18:10-14. This is just a small piece of the cake. We haven't even start putting the ingredients together. We just start buying what we need to start building. And at the end, we start baking. This is just a small stuff. Yes, Father. Okay, wait a minute. What you just said? Okay, let me see. Okay, so there's a lot. Oh, okay. All right, so tonight it was just like, a lot of people wanted to hear this and they want to get more information about this. Okay, let me write it. Okay, so a lot of people want to hear this. They want more information. And they're going through a lot of stuff and they need answers. They're going through a lot of stuff and they need answers. All right, so this was given to me by the Holy Spirit. What time is it? The time is 8:33. And today is the 12:15 by the Holy Spirit. All right, so the Holy Spirit give this. So a lot of people want them, they want more information. They're going through a lot. And there's certain stuff going on and they need some answers. Okay. So what we're going to do, it's going to be a continuation. All right. Like I was saying, and I didn't even know, but so therefore, all right. So that's all right. We're not going to get too far out that the Spirit of God is not here. And I'm just talking up on my head and I don't want to do that. This is very, very important. This is very serious. This is a very, very serious matter. And we can't go and start ciphering things out in our head. No. So if he said a lot of people need information, then I'm going to go to him and I'm going to let him give me the information. I'm going to let him give me the information on how to execute that information. So tonight, Lord God, I just come, Lord Jesus. I come to you tonight, Lord God, and I just pray for your sons and your daughters. I pray for your family. I pray for your children. I just pray, Lord God. And I just pray. It's an urgency for what's going on right now. So I do pray. I do pray. And I thank you, Father, for opening up the eyes of your people. Open up my eyes. I thank you, Father God, for strategically setting us apart that we may be designed for kingdom building. Your Spirit is alive. Your Spirit is well. Changes from the inside out. Let us know, oh God, that in you we move and have our being. There's no other God beside you. We love you this day. We love you this night. We love you this evening. We love you forever and forever. You're the God that's more than enough. You're the creator of heaven and earth. Give us the information that we need. Break and bind every lying demonic spirit, every tongue that comes against your children. Put your hand on your heart right now. Every last one of you, put your hand on your heart because I'm putting my hand on my heart. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, yes, there it goes. Yes. Oh, Lord, let me drink some water because you know what? I feel a little thirsty. Wait a minute. Something good is getting ready to happen. Put your hand in your heart. Yes. Abba Shah. Remy K. Shana Kito Soturi Kana. Oh, yes. Yes. Hi. Let there be a change tonight, God. Take them in your sacred place tonight, God. And wash. Wash. Yes. Lift your hands to the King. Lift your hands to the King in the heavens and let him wash you now. Let him just wash you now. There it goes. Kingdom builder. Kingdom design. Kingdom perpetrator. Kingdom, 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 let your light shine upon men that they may know that you are Jehovah and your ways now are just and true. Remove now every stumbling block out of their way. In the name that is above every single name. Yes, there it goes. Fire of the living God, touch. Touch. Touch now, in Jesus' name, amen. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Amen. And amen. Just let it flow. God is good. God is great. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I tell you, it's a cross, what they call a crossover. I hear a word crossover. We cross over with the Holy Spirit. We cross over into his kingdom of light and let the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. Let the joy of the Lord magnify that the light of the King will manifest himself through us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hey, I love you guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you. God bless you. Make his face to shine upon you. And give you grace and peace, supernatural grace and supernatural peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone. God bless and God keep you. God bless and God keep you.